I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Last week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we learned about a festival. This week, we'll learn about a center. It's the Center for Food and Culture.
My name is Lucy Long. I run the Center for Food and Culture. This is an independent nonprofit. We're an educational organization, and we produce materials around food and culture to help people understand the connections. So one of our mottos is nourishing connections to food through food.
So the center looks at how people relate to food, but also how people use food to connect to other people. Lucy recognized a connection, both negative and positive, to food at a young age.
I think my initial interest in food came from the fact that I was born in North Carolina. And Southern food is so good, and people talk about it constantly. And then when I was 9, we moved to Korea. My father was an economist for the State Department. Well, the food there contrasted drastically. And most of it I really liked. We would eat Korean food all the time, and we loved it. But a lot of the other American kids would say, oh, this is gross. You know, you're going to turn into a Korean now. And then my Korean friends would say, you Americans smell horrible. You smell like rotten, like sour milk all the time. You know, who drinks milk? I mean, it's mucus from a cow. You know, so I would see both sides, or both cultures found something disgusting in the other.
This fascination with our relationship to food continued as Lucy grew up. She became a professor of ethnomusicology, folklore, and food culture at Bowling Green State University, even publishing multiple books about food culture and its connection to humanity. But Lucy wanted to share her knowledge and understanding of food culture with others outside of the classroom on a deeper level. So she created the center in 2010, developing educational material, projects, workshops, and presentations all about the way we connect to food.
Because food expresses identity, and people can talk about it so easily. And when I was teaching music, people couldn't really talk about how their music expressed their identity or how it created connections with people. You know, music was too abstract for people to talk about, but food, everyone can talk about, everyone has an opinion.
One of Lucy's opinions is that food is powerful, not only because it connects us to our past, but to who we choose to be in the future.
It has incredible potential, but it also can have incredible harms. It does demonstrate, too, that there's kind of a feeling that we as individuals can't do anything. Movies come out and we can watch them or not watch them. We don't have an impact on how they actually are being made. You know, so there's this kind of feeling that we as individuals, especially I think out here, I consider this kind of a small town, so, you know, kind of a rural area in the Midwest, we feel like we don't have any control over what's going on out there. But we start seeing with food, we take things that are mass-produced, we make them our own. People change the recipe for green bean casserole. They might add almonds or use almonds instead of French fried onions, you know, or they might use potato chips, you know, which, you know, but they're exerting their own identity, their own taste. And that's something very, very important for people to recognize, you know, that they have agency. They can create the meaning and make these things meaningful, make them have a sense of connection, even though they're just being sold at the store, you know, or they're being dismissed by everybody else.
And that really sums up the heart of Lucy's mission, to share with others and show others how their choices can be sacred, especially their choice in regards to food.
We need to stop and look at the potential for everyday kinds of things to carry meanings and to be meaningful and to be avenues for communication, for creating communities and creating connections. And part of it is that through food, without realizing it, We are investing that food with personality and values and emotions and identity and meaningfulness. And so when you offer someone else a dish that you made and they say, ooh, no thanks. You know, it's not just a matter of, oh, you made something and they didn't like it. It's, this is your entire life, you know. So food is laden with all sorts of minefields for people. It's just so, there's so many layers of memories and meanings attached to it. So when you start talking about it, people unpeel these things themselves.
It's a lot of food for thought on this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries, but stick around, here are Lucy's connections for next time.
Becky White and Don Schooner, they run Schooner Farms. Bob Midden, and he has an Irish band. Have you ever been to Southside 6? It's a carryout. The owners are Middle Eastern.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.